talk about the New Orleans brass band tradition, the thing that has really changed a lot in terms of repertoire and style, there's more incorporation of pop tunes of the modern era, which really started with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band in the 60s or the 70s. They started bringing in some Charlie Parker tunes and some Fats Domino tunes and really kind of changed the game from playing just traditional music to really bringing in modern elements to the music that related to the band members at the time.
You can really hear that in Jack Brass Band club appearances.
Yes, so when we go out and we play club appearances, we like to play music that relates to the people and is very danceable. An example of that on one of our recent albums is called For Your Body, which actually is all about music to try to get the participation of the audience. And we cover a number of tunes on there, Stevie Wonder, Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, a variety of things, including Bobby Brown's hit, Every Little Step I Take.
Every little step I take will be there. Every little move I make will be together.
We're speaking with Mike Olander of the Jack Brass Band, and your group has a two-drum setup.
Two-drummer tradition actually really comes out from where the music originated, which came from the marching bands of the Civil War era. And it's something that has just kind of persisted throughout time with that New Orleans brass band tradition. And it really provides a unique feel where you can have these two drummers that are working independently, but also sounding in unison. It also gives us the flexibility to be able to play anywhere at any time.
Suppose someone brings you in and you're playing for a wedding. And, you know, New Orleans jazz can be kind of raucous. What do you play when the situation calls for romantic?
First and foremost, we ask the couple what their insights are. A great example that we've played at many a wedding is Al Green's Let's Stay Together with a sultry saxophone solo on there, but with that a little bit of New Orleans vibe. It's a great tune. You get a lot of people singing along on that too on the chorus.
I'm not sure it's well known that New Orleans jazz has a connection with church services. In fact, it's traditional for New Orleans jazz groups to play church music, and you bring that into your performances.
Yes, depending upon the call, we definitely, we kind of really did a good job, in my personal opinion, of really studying the music and becoming stewards of that brass band tradition and bringing in all of those elements, which does include that gospel influence. A number of those musicians, like you said, they play in churches, and that's where they got their start. So we actually do church services with some occasion, and in fact, we put out a whole album, For Your Soul, which is the most recent one, and we even brought in local vocalist Robert Robinson to work with us. And then we also took some of those gospel tunes that are historic tunes that have been around as hymns, but we put a New Orleans flavor to them. So as an example, we've got this great version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus with Cam Kinghorn on the vocals. I think that would be, you know, it's a great tune that people really latch onto, and it's a different way of hearing that song than people are used to as well.
In the upper Midwest, a lot of hymn singing is slow and reflective. What kind of response do you get when you take something like What a Friend We Have in Jesus and make it peppy?
You know, I think we get a lot of smiles and a lot of people clapping as well. And even up here where there's a large Lutheran congregation that's going to sit towards the back of the church, you know, you really get them involved and engaged in the music. And, you know, we just say we like to play feel-good music, music that when people hear it, they're going to forget about whatever their cares are at the time and really enjoy themselves and put themselves in the moment. And so we love playing out for a wide variety of audiences for a wide variety of events.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege you carry. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often find.
The Jack Brass Band performs at Vucaray in St. Paul, 8 till 11 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th. Information at jackbrassband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.